Nikki in the morning.
And we're going to tell you something good today. Coming up, personality traits, the top four to attract somebody. Also, love handles, how to get rid of them. I can't wait for that story. Here's my tell me something good. Because we played Justin Bieber. Did you see him? He was at the Toronto Maple Leafs game with his lovely wife in a loge. He was posing for the camera and for fans and making out with his wife.
He, really nice. He also went to just like a game in Stratford, like the Stratford Knights. I don't know what they're called. Mm. But yeah, just like a small arena. I'm like, it must be chaos in there.
That's what I was thinking. No one seemed to be really bothering him, but he was in a private loge at the Leaf game.
Okay.
But he was posing for the cameras, and they had him on Hockey Night in Canada. That's not my story, by the way.
Okay.
Justin Bieber is releasing a line of charity T-shirts to help the four-legged California fire victims. He's helping the animals. Some of the proceeds from sales of the T-shirts will go to the Humane Society to help animals that were hurt and displaced in the California fires. Which, by the way, the fires have been controlled, and they're basically saying it's over.
It's over now?
The danger is over for
contained.
California.
They have to start rebuilding.
Yeah, so good on you, Justin Bieber. Buy a T-shirt. They're $40. All right, Sam.
So imagine getting rid of your love handles without hitting the gym or going under the knife.
I have your attention.
I'm
skeptical.
So let me put my brownie down.
Yes, please. So scientists are developing a patch that will burn off love handles. And how the patch works is actually pretty wild. It's about a centimeter square that has like these microscopic needles. They go into your skin that deliver the drugs. Now, did you know that there are two types of fat? There's white fat. That's the stagnant kind that can build up around the love handle area. And then there's brown fat, which is the fat that's used to store energy and burns off quickly.
It's like white and chocolate milk.
Exactly. That's a great analogy. So this patch turns the white fat into brown fat.
Okay.
Wow.
It sounds healthy. You just put these needles on your abdomen that inject drugs.
Alakazam.
There was a time in my life when I lost a lot of weight and I was going to the gym and I ran into this personal trainer who was fairly well known in the city, and I'm like, yeah, but I still have a problem here with the love handles. He goes, yeah, those are really hard. even he didn't have a suggestion.
What a sales pitch.
It's the hardest thing to lose.
Well, speaking of which, millions of men do spend hours working on their bodies in the gym, but turns out that showing certain personality traits could be a more effective way of attracting sexual partners, okay? This is a brand new study from Australia. It claims that four distinct qualities are directly connected to sexual frequency, so how much action you're getting.
I hope one of them is love handles.
Reproductive success among males, not love handles. These four distinct qualities include being outgoing. So if you're outgoing, you're going to get more action.
Check.
Being agreeable. If you're agreeable, you're going to get more action.
I love that one. Check. I agree with that.
Two
check.
For two, Kev.
Sam, you're zero for zero.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the last two.
Emotionally stable is the third one. Kat, what are you going to say on that one?
I'm good.
You're good.
And what's the last one?
The last one is conscientious.
Okay, yeah,
if
I
you're
got
conscientious.
That one.
Yeah. So there you go. Those are the distinct qualities for men. However, the characteristics don't work as effectively for women.
Okay.
I think it's the emotionally stable one.
All right. Again, where on that list is love handles?
Yeah,
is it
not
even
on
in
that
the
list.
Top 10? I just told Nikki and Sam, we're going to talk about drinking. We're talking about drinking in the cold weather. If the cold, dark days of winter make you crave a warming sip of alcohol, that's pretty normal, especially for us here in Canada. There was this team of researchers that went all through all this reams and reams of data from not Canada, but around the world. And they tested the widely held assumption that people living in cold places with less sunlight drink more. Which I think we all agree, right?
Of course, yeah.
But the more research they did into these cold, cold places, even like from Russia to Iceland to Montreal to Quebec, they found that people tend to binge drink more.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not good at all.
And it kind of surprised me because like summertime in Canada, like I feel like that's when everybody's out drinking here in Montreal and in other cities too.
Yeah. It's funny because they did that too on the reverse. They looked at hot and we have both of it. We have the extreme cold and then in the summer we have the extreme hot. So we're double dipping here through two of the four seasons and they're just warning you that, you know, it's nice to have a warm drink, but the research shows that Canadians in the cold weather tend to binge drink.
Okay.
A bit too much in the winter.
Watch the binge drinking. I wonder if that's going to change with the legalization of cannabis. Like maybe people will switch over.
I don't know, because I would assume that if you're a drinker, you're a drinker.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a, what do you call them?
A smoker. Pothead.
What are you, Sam?
Aww.
Just kidding. I don't even know if you do.
You could be right.
I think you stick to your drug of choice.
Before the SAQ, I always get it mixed up now, the SQDC, the SAQ, but before it closed because they were striking last weekend, I went in to get some wine because I was going away with some friends, and I couldn't believe how many people had like 12 bottles of wine in their cars.
I know.
Yeah, I was like, wow, just to get through like a few days, people were acting like it was the apocalypse.
I know, but sometimes it's not even when there's a strike threat.
Yeah.
It's like I just go in there to buy my 2 bottles of wine, and I'm like, this guy's buying 48 bottles.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you saved 10%.
And at first I thought, I'm like, oh, they must be restaurant owners. I'm like, these are not all restaurant owners.
Yeah. So slow down, Canadians. Just have a good warm drink, but not necessarily binge drink.
And take some vitamin D. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but maybe talk to your doctor about vitamin D supplementing during the winter months. We're lacking it.
Do we wash it down with a bottle of wine?
No, you don't.
Well, this is totally separate.
Have an apple, go to the gym, take your vitamin D.
Again, none of us are doctors, especially Nikki.
Oh, I mean, I'm the closest one to a doctor in this place. All right, how long does it take to know if there's a connection when you're first dating and getting to know someone? You can text us at 92925. We're going to find out what professionals have to say coming up as well. And I guess right now this feels like my own date him or dump him. But dump seems harsh because nobody really needs to be dumped here. But I went on a second date this weekend. So it was the second time I went out for dinner with this guy. And he is a really nice kind person. He's really smart. He is educated. He's working on his PhD right now.
Wow.
We had a really great time. And I'm just not sure if there is a connection, like a romantic connection.
I think it's way too early.
Way too early for what?
To know if there's a connection?
Well, no, sometimes you get connection. Sometimes you know that early if there's something going on or if you feel like there's something. But I just, you know, I started sort of picking it apart with a friend this week. And I'm like, maybe it's because he doesn't really get me or going down this like road that will lead you a million places. And I'm like, wait a minute. Maybe there's just not a connection. Maybe it's just there's no chemistry. There's no sparks.
I'm surprised by Sam's answer because as a guy, Sam, I would thought you would maybe agree with me that it's instant. You know right away.
Well, there's always a connection when you're getting to know someone for the first time. You know, you're trying to know if there's sexual chemistry or, I mean, you want to get to know the person and you want to give it a shot, but I mean, you need like, to me, I need like weeks and months to get to know someone to know if it's actually a connection that's going to stick. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm like, he's a nice guy. Like we kissed. I don't know if I should say that. We kissed. But it wasn't, because sometimes you have really horrible kisses where you're just, and it wasn't bad. Like it wasn't bad, but I'm just like, I don't know, like, where's the fireworks?
This is your second date. This is after 2 dates.
Yeah. I'm like, why am I not feeling nervous and acting like a loser? Like, what?
When you say, because it's been a long time since I've been on the dating scene. So tell me more. When you say kiss, it's a goodnight kiss or it was like a makeout?
No, it was like a goodnight kiss. He walked and sort of like let me off where I live.
So you're apprehensive moving forward now? You feel like if there's no connection that you should just sort of...
Well, I was talking to a friend about that. I said, I think that's it. Like, I think I'm going to maybe just say to him, and he's such a nice guy. He's a great catch. And I was like, I think I'm just going to say maybe there's no romantic connection. And she said, you have got to give it more time. But how much time do you give these things before you decide?
Okay, the guesses are coming in
for
how many dates before connection. Somebody says, Gail says, instantly, you know.
Instantly.
Instantly. Someone else said, Nikki thought the same after 3 dates and we're married today. So give him a chance, !
One of the things he said he liked about me is that I'm direct. So I guess I guess he might appreciate the direct.
I say stick it out. I think there's potential there. It takes time. Everyone opens up differently. I mean, until you're actually intimate with someone and really get to know them beyond the second date, because you're still on the formalities of the first couple dates. You know, you're still trying to be on your best behavior.
We're throwing out a number here that it could be such a different number on different dates, right? Maybe you get an instant connection after 2 dates. Maybe some it takes like Sam a month. I think we're generalizing here.
And sometimes those instant connections are nothing. Like, you know when people say, I knew I was going to marry my husband or wife the moment I saw them?
Yeah, it's easy to say that once you marry them,
exactly.
Though.
Do you know how many times I thought that? I'm like, okay, this is going to be the one. And then it's like, not even 2 days.
It fizzles out.
Okay.
We don't have time to get into it, but that's what happened to me.
Okay.
I did know the day I saw my wife. In my head, I knew I was going to marry her.
But
would you still be saying it if you didn't marry her?
That's what I'm saying. I know.
Okay, we're going to find out what a professional suggests coming up in about 60 seconds.
All right, but we got Kyle on the phone. He's got a suggestion for you, Nikki. Hi, what do you think?
Oh, boy. It takes, I would say, a couple weeks, because what happens is you always want to make sure that you guys can be friends first before seeing if you guys could date. Because oftentimes what could happen is he could be a romantic guy, but a really bad friend. You get what I mean?
That's a good point. Absolutely.
Want to make sure first that he could be an amazing friend for you when you need a friend. Don't make sure that he's like you guys could date, because then for sure it's not going to work out, because then you're not going to be able to see the good in him.
So you're saying two dates is definitely not enough time?
For sure. Not enough time.
Okay. Thank you, Kyle.
Bye-bye.
All right, someone said if there's no sexual chemistry after two dates, next, it needs to tingle. I don't know what needs to tingle. I don't know what they're talking about. Don't know what they're talking about.
Somebody said instead of dump him, that you should damp him.
Ooh. Damp? No,
I'm getting frisky.
Said he's a nice guy. Okay, so you know Aziz Ansari? He wrote a book called Modern Romance.
Sure.
About sort of like his dating life, and he got together with a sociologist as well to help him out when it comes to dating in the digital age. And they said in this book, it takes at least 4 dates to find out if you connect. They said someone's deeper quirks and their qualities rarely show up before the 4th date. And to begin to get to know someone, it takes longer than just 1 or 2 meetings.
There you go.
The other thing is, we've only had dinner. We've only been out. You know, I was like, maybe we need to do something in a different environment.
So you can see him in a different light.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, like what? Zip lining or something?
Jumping out of a plane. Jumping out of a walk. Maybe like see how they deal with crowds when you're shopping. Oh, that tells a lot.
A long walk along the Verdun beach.
Ooh.
Oh, may I suggest that?
Love is in the air.
A couple texts coming in about butterflies. You should be feeling butterflies. And another one right off that said butterflies in the stomach.
I don't know if you, I have had so many situations in the past where my feelings for someone grow, you know, whether it's like maybe a coworker or somebody you know through a friend. In the beginning, you don't bat an eyelash at them. You don't think twice, but then suddenly you're like, wait, I have feelings for them. So I don't know if I'm going to be the type who's going to feel those feelings right away every time.
When you say this guy is smart, is he smarter than Sam?
He's smarter than Sam. Whoa, he's working on his thesis for his PhD right now.
Oh, maybe just a suggestion. Later in the week, we get him on the air to play against Sam.
No, wouldn't let's not put him through that.
If he wins, you go on another date.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Vinny and Nikki in the Morning podcast. Stay tuned for more podcasts and make sure you listen to the show weekdays from 5:30 to 8:20 only on the Beat 92.5.